And I'm joined in the studio by Janet Hunt and Russell St. Paul, here to talk to us about our island kauri trees and some minor concern about their possible health into the future. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so Russell, with the concern, I suppose, is that there is a kind of virus or fungus or something affecting kauri trees around the country, isn't there?
Yes, it's called kauri dieback at the moment, and its scientific name is Phytophthora taxon agathis.
Well, that rolls off the tongue.
PTA for short.
And it's a root fungus that attacks the roots of the trees and eventually causes them to die. And I have never seen it myself, and I hope I don't meet it. Don't want it on Waiheke.
Okay, so we haven't got it on Waiheke. So whereabouts is this affecting these trees?
It's been on Great Barrier for a number of years, not really recognised, I think. They just found trees were dying, and they didn't know why. But now they do know why. And it seems to spread quite readily in soil. So anybody who walks around a diseased tree and then goes and walks around a healthy tree, the healthy tree is likely to get the disease.
And I suppose with kauri trees, people do have a tendency to hug them, don't they?
Yes, unfortunately. And kauri trees, even without this disease, don't like their roots being walked on. They've got very sensitive, very shallow feeding roots. And anybody walking around them can damage them. So if you see a kauri tree, hug it from a distance.
In fact, a lot of the kauris on the island, the ones out at Onitangi, have platforms around them, don't they, to prevent
Yes,
that?
They've got a platform around the Onitangi ones so people don't walk around, because they used to walk round and round them before. Now, and even carve their names in them.
And people may be unaware, actually, that we have some quite fine kauri specimens on the island, don't we?
Oh, yes, we've got some good ones. And quite a few of them are not in areas where the public generally goes. There's a lot at Manawar Bay. Some of the best ones are at Manawar Bay on Spencer's property, and people don't normally go there.
No, but they would if they could.
But we've got the ones at Onitangi that are quite readily accessible to the public, and we've also got quite a lot in the Goodwin Reserve down at Tematuku Bay, and they're not so easy to get to.
So when this fungus strikes these trees, what happens?
Well, so far as I can gather from the bit of information we've got, the bark starts to deteriorate around the bottom of the tree. It's sometimes called collar rot, and they start bleeding gum, which is their defence against invasions of various sorts, and that spreads up the tree, and then the leaves go yellow and the branches start dropping off, and the tree has had it.
Yeah. It's something that they don't recover from, so in fact it's more than just a minor disease. It's something that was a major threat and something that we're all very concerned about, because they don't recover, at least as far as we know. They don't recover. And yeah.
And it's not as if we can just go out and throw a few seeds and plant a few more and she'll be right.
No, it takes a while, quite a long time. We have planted a number in the reserve at Matiatia, and some of them are up sort of 4 or 5 metres high now, but it'll be 1,000 years before they mature.
And how old are the older trees on our island?
Oh, who knows? The only way to be sure is to bore a hole through them, count the rings. That's not good for the tree either. But, 1,000 years or so, something like that.
We used to have quite a few, didn't we? And it was a popular destination for people who wanted to cut down trees for ship masts and so on.
Oh, yes, yes. We sent out a lot of the kauri for... some went to Sydney, some went to the United States, some went to England, and a lot was used, of course, in New Zealand. And on the other hand, a lot of them were cut down just to get rid of them to make cleared farmland.
Okay. And is that why the ones that we do have remaining are in the more inaccessible parts?
Oh, yes. That's why they were left, because it was too hard to get them out.
Yeah. So, okay, so this fungus is on Great Barrier. Where else can it be found?
In the Waitakeries.
Okay, so that's probably an even greater threat, isn't it, with people coming over?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they suspect that that wild pigs may have actually been one of the vectors, one of the carriers of the disease out in that area. At least I think it's out there.
Yeah.
And there have been some concerns, I don't know how founded they are, but some concerns that people have been releasing pigs on Waiheke.
Oh, yes, it happens occasionally, I think. Sometimes it's tame ones that go walk about, and sometimes they're deliberately let out just for hunting purposes. There's not a lot of them about.
So I suppose the people who pose the greatest threat, then, to the kauri are ironically the people who are most interested in nature and the most likely to be out exploring these places around, you know, I mean, it takes a bit of effort to get out and go bushwalking in Great Barrier and then come here. So it's actually the people most interested who are spreading the threat.
Yes, well, last Sunday we had 18 members of the Auckland Botanical Society went through the Goodwin Reserve with me. And, of course, we had a look at the cowries while we were there, so I hope they'd cleaned their boots thoroughly before they came over.
And that's the secret, is it? Just cleaning the boots?
That's one of the main things, they reckon. It's soil and water that carries it. So if you scrub your boots thoroughly, disinfect them with, bleach or something like that, then you're pretty safe.
The other thing is not to import kauri to the island that have been elsewhere, like maybe young seedlings that have come from somewhere else. It's better if you want to plant a kauri to get one that's been grown from seed on the island. So it's actually, for a lot of reasons, that's a really good idea. But it also means that you're not importing soil to the island, which may potentially be infected. So I guess that applies actually to the whole spectrum of plants which are being imported, but it's particularly true of the kauri.
So if you wanted to plant a kauri tree, and I don't know why I'd want to plant a kauri tree, they're lovely, but they're not the kind of thing I want in my front garden necessarily. So where would I get one then?
There's a couple of nurseries on the island, like go to Ivan Kitson's nursery on Itangi Road, for instance. I'm not sure about there's one in Putiki Road as well, but I don't know if they eco-source their trees. So probably I'd recommend Ivan's one.
And Russell, are there plans for more kauri plantings on the island? Are we looking at reforestation of Waiheke?
Oh, we're doing reforestation of Waiheke all the time. The Onitingi Reserve and around Matiatia, you can see them out of the window here. There's quite a few kauri been planted in both those places. And hopefully they're all local ones.
Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Russell and
Janet.
Janet, sorry. It's been one of those mornings.
That's all right.
It just went.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Understand.
And but thank you very much for coming in and letting us know about that. And also, I suppose, the reminder is to people, get out and enjoy those carries we do have.
Yes, and we're hoping to put up signs at the entrances to our reserve to remind people, if they are going in there, to make sure their footwear is clean and that they don't stamp around the kauri trees too much.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.